to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is always doing. God is at work, and he's working until when? Now. God is at work, and he's working until now. How? He's working in me. He's working in you. He's working in your friends and friends and friends, friends, friends. He's working in your family. God is at work, and he's working until now. So let us rejoice in the things that God is doing. Let us continue to hold on to what he called us to do, and to do it, and to do it with all our might. Let us remember he wants us to trust him because he trusts us. He sent Jesus Christ to die for us. And he didn't just send Jesus to die for us and nothing going to happen. He trusts that we will receive Jesus Christ as our Savior. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. We have Jesus this day. God sent his Son to us. Let us now do the work of him that sent us. Mm-hmm.
The same God that saved us is available unto our children, our grandchildren, so we don't need to be God lording over people and such. We just love and intercede, and the same God who did it for you will do it for them.
Yeah.
It is impossible to be faithful with the little and not become a ruler over much. So let's be encouraged with that thought on this morning. It is impossible to be faithful with the little and not become a ruler over much. So God has given each and every one of us a fresh start. So what are we going to do with our fresh start? We must be faithful first with the little in order to become a ruler over much. Luke chapter 16, verse 12, Jesus tells us, "And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own?" So in order for us to be elevated, to advance, to become a ruler over much, first we must be faithful with the little. We must be faithful of that which is another's. So we are to serve, we are to be faithful with the roles that we have, the relational roles that we have, the life roles that we have, the employment roles that we have, the household, the community roles, our church roles that we have. We are to be faithful with the little, and God will cause us then to become a ruler over much. So we must be faithful with what belongs to another, and that guarantees advancement.
Yes. Once we are doing the things that God put in our hands to do, and we're doing it, it produces movement then. Mm-hmm. So we are moving forward. You cannot be doing and be still. Mm-hmm. Once we start to do, we are in what?
Motion.
Yes.
Building momentum.
So we are going forward. Mm-hmm. We are advancing. We advance in the things of God. Advance in knowledge. Advance in wisdom. Advance in understanding. Advance in your prayer life. Advance in your given life. This year is a year of what?
Advancement.
Mm-hmm. In all years of our life. So we should mark those years. Take an inventory of your life. And if you lack advancement in your prayer life, then you should have a better prayer life. In my devotion life, in my giving, I'm making what? Advancement. You got to have a list of things where you want to be better, making advancement. And to back that teaching up, you can now have a fresh start. If you never start, you can now have a fresh start. If you were if your prayer life was non-existent, your giving life was non-existent, you can now start today. A fresh start and advance in that. God want you to live a life of advancement in 2022.
Because your movement then builds your momentum, which brings you to your moment of breakthrough. Your movement builds your momentum, which brings you to your moment of breakthrough. So we must be moving. We must be faithful with the little. There's so many testimonies that I've heard of people that I know personally, people that I've met through ministry, people that I've met through volunteering in their service, in their volunteering. They've been offered jobs, not necessarily by the company that they're volunteering for, but by other people who see them being faithful over the little. They were like, oh, I like what you're doing here. And then they tell them about their company, and then they offer them a position. So it started by the movement. It started by using their gifts and their talents at the level of volunteer, which build their momentum, puts them into view of the public, and then it gives them their moment of breakthrough where they are receiving now pay for the same thing that they were once volunteering to do. So we must have movement, build that momentum, and that will lead us to our moment of breakthrough. So whatever, you know, they say when people sometimes when they're trying to meet a new friend or meet a looking for a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever, they say, do what you love to do, and then you'll find somebody in that place that's going in the same direction as you, to find a compatible friend or a compatible husband or wife. So we're to be doing the things that God has put in our heart to do, practicing, utilizing our gifting. The movement in those areas builds the momentum, which causes us then to arrive at our moment of breakthrough. Luke chapter 19, verse 17, Jesus says, "And he said to him, well done, good servant, because you were faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities." So it is impossible to be faithful with the little and not become a ruler over much. It's impossible to be faithful over the little and not become a ruler over much. So we're to do well with the little, be faithful with the little, and then the authority, the increase, the advancement, it comes, it's given unto us. He said, have authority now over 10 cities. And Job chapter 8, verse 7 reminds us, though your beginning was small, yet your latter end would increase abundantly. So never despise a small beginning. Be faithful at the level that you are, and then it will command your increase. It will command your advancement.
God is always on our side. Mm-hmm. And that's the comforting word all through this week, that God is always on our side. He's never against us. The devil will put evil thoughts in our head concerning God, that God is against us. God is not against us. God is with us. God is on our side. God wants the best for you. He wants the best for me. God always, the plans of God is always good. He says to Jeremiah, I know the thoughts and the plan towards you, not plans to what hurt you, not plans to harm you, but there's plans to bring you into your future, a good future, to give you hope, to give you a future. So my encouraging word to you this morning is the word of God. He's on your side. He's always on your side. He's working with you. He wants the best for you. But how can you receive it? By obeying. By obey his word. Mm-hmm. It's in the obedience of God's word. And in the obedience of God's word is simple doing what God says. Mm-hmm. When I'm obeying, I am doing it. I am behaving it. So there's another strong word for that. Mm-hmm. Behave the word. Do it. You have to do it. I'm doing what the word says. Mm-hmm. Once I'm doing what the word says, I'll get what the word says. Mm-hmm. I'll get to experience it. I'll get the joy of the word. I'll get the strength of the word. I'll get everything that word, the word of God has. Mm-hmm. So let's walk in the word this week.
And Jesus tells us in Mark chapter 10, verse 45, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. So Jesus is telling us about service. He said, him himself, he did not come to be served, but he came in order to serve. And he came to give his life as a ransom to many. So the ransom has already been paid. The penalty for your sin has already been paid. The hostage situation with the enemy has already been paid. We have already been released. The ransom has been paid. So our way up is in our service. It's to be faithful with the little. And if we go back and we review the different scripture that we've studied over the last couple of weeks with the Fresh Start series, we know that when Moses received the call in Exodus chapter 3, he was serving his father-in-law. He was keeping his father-in-law's flock. When Gideon received the call in Judges chapter 6, he was in the wine press threshing wheat, not for himself only, but for people. He was serving others, because we know when he's having this conversation back and forth with the angel of the Lord, he's continuing to use the pronoun us, us, us. So he wasn't concerned only about himself. He was concerned about the people. So he was serving the people. We know when Saul got the call in 1 Samuel chapter 9 that he was out looking for his father's donkeys, and he walked right in to his door of opportunity when Samuel was there and told him of the advancement that was coming in his life. So they were all serving. When they received their call of advancement, they were in the midst of serving. Serving who? Those around them. Moses was serving his father-in-law. Gideon was serving the people in his community. And Saul was serving his father. So we must also remember to serve those around us, our family and such, not just try to do big things to be seen in the community or on our job, but we must also continue to serve within our household, serve our family members and those that we love. Our advancement is in our service. Jesus told us he did not come to be served, but he came to serve.
Yes, and God's heart is the heart of servanthood. So when we have the heart of God, we serve. To have the heart of God is to serve. Let's say it again. Someone says, I have the heart of God. To have the heart of God is to serve. Mm-hmm. Simple.
We practice our gifts and our talents by serving others in our home, by serving others in our church, by serving others in our community. That is how we practice the gifts that God has given us. What you are doing when nobody is looking determines your level when you come into view. So we must use our gifts to serve one another. Why? Because every joint supplies. So in your service unto others, they have something also that you need to connect with. So every joint supplies. We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Wayland specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Wayland Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit waylandduff.kw.com. Wayland Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.
Study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.